Good afternoon, Skaggs RV.
Hey, is Neville there?
Who's calling?
Steve from Cardiff. I had actually talked to him earlier today. He told me to call him back.
Steve from who?
Cardiff.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Okay.
Hey, Neville, this is Steve from Bank Cardiff. I called you earlier today. Hey, how's it going? So, I was just following up with you. Did you have a chance to look at that email that I sent you?
Well, I did, be honest with you. In between customers here, it's been kind of a busy day. Mondays and Fridays are usually our two busiest days.
Okay. Do you want me to, like, give you a call back, like, either sometime in the middle of the week?
Well, no, I mean, I think in your email it said something about it was good for equipment. For buying equipment new and used?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
What else can I buy with it besides equipment?
Well, if you do the working capital, it's an unsecured cash, so you can do whatever you want with it. There's no collateral. Yep, exactly. You can do inventory. You can pretty much do what you like with working capital. So if you're looking for, like, if you need equipment, you can either... do working capital and use that towards equipment, or you can do equipment financing, which will be a longer term, but that one is just for equipment.
Mm-hmm. And then,
What are you looking to do?
Well, I was trying to bump up some inventory.
Bump up some inventory?
Yeah. See, I can get flooring for new inventory, but I can't get flooring for used inventory, and I need used also. We got people looking for used.
Well, okay. Very nice.
So, but that's what I'm really kind of looking for.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, then I would definitely recommend, like, the working capital just because, you know, it's unsecured cash. You can do whatever you like. Like I was telling you earlier today was, you know, it's directly deposited into your account, and you can do daily, monthly, weekly payments, however you want to do it. The best way to do it is, you know, we have so many programs, and we try to find out which one's best for you, what you look like on the paper. Just out of curiosity, what were your annual sales last year?
About $6
million. About $6 million? Okay. So that's good. So we usually, with working capital, we can usually throw about 10 to 15% of your annual sales. So that's pretty good. So that's what we can do for you. And then you're 100% the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And just trying to get some more information out, from you. And what's your expected return on the investment?
Well,
if you've thought that far,
you know, it varies. Usually, we're somewhere between 10% and 18% return.
Okay, so that's pretty good. You know,
we can usually get about 3 turns a year.
Okay. And we do have, you know, just so you know, we do have early payback discounts too. So there's no penalty for that. So if you pay back early, you do get some discounts on that rate. Mm-hmm. How much were you looking for, do you think?
Well, I was looking for some around $500,000 altogether.
Yeah, $500,000. Okay. The nice thing is that, you know, we could approve you for some, and when you start paying some of that off, we can offer you more when you start paying some of that off. So you can always just...
I just don't want to have to do daily.
Sure. No, I understand 100%. And when were you looking to get it by?
Well, about a month ago.
Okay.
We're in the middle of our peak season right now.
So. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh yeah. This is our peak season. So yeah, we've been trying to add inventory for a while. So.
Cool. Well, the nice thing is, you know, we do have, you know, fast. Fast approval. So I mean, if you give me like your information, we can usually get you approved in 24 hours and funded like within 48. That's if we get there to that.
What kind of credit score you got to have?
Well, what does your credit score look like? Your business?
Right around 600.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, with that, you would definitely have better chance of getting approved for sure. Of course, you know, we mostly go off of, like I was saying, annual sales more so than credit scores. I mean, that is a factor that we do play in part, but we mostly go off of annual sales. You know, we look at what your annual sales are, and you told me they're about $6 million. So I mean, that's pretty good.
$6 million, huh? Matter of fact, mm-hmm. Might just be a tad over, but
okay, perfect. Well,
it's not quite $6.5 million, but it's just over $6 million.
Okay, perfect, nice. Okay, have you gone to your bank before, or who do you go through financing?
Well, I've got TCF financing for my new stuff.
Okay, so do you have a loan out right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got floor plan with them.
Okay,
and then. I've got, I got total of 3 cash advances, but they're with 2 different companies. One of them's, I got 2 with one of them. One's just almost paid off. I think I owe like $12,000 or something on that.
$12,000?
On that one. And the other, I probably owe, well, probably $100 on one and probably, probably less than $100, probably $85 or something.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then what happens if you don't get this financing? What's going to happen?
We just keep on going like we're going.
Just keep on going. All right. Cool.
I mean, you know, it's not going to be a deal breaker if I don't get it. It will help us if we do get it.
In other words, right.
The more inventory we have, the more we can sell.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I've got inventory, you know, out there, but if I had more inventory, I could sell more inventory quicker because we've got demand for it right now. I have a lot more customers, that I can't fulfill.
No, I gotcha. How long have you guys been in business for?
33 years.
3 years. All right.
33 years.
Oh, 33. Okay. Even better. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? How about I send you some info? I already sent you the application. I mean, if you are interested, you want to do that application, I can get it back to you within.
This is an equipment application, though.
I don't think the other one went through. It doesn't look like it. I'm looking at it right now. But I do have the working capital application if you want to try to do that one. And just, you know, see what you look like on paper and see where we go from there.
Ma'am. I'm almost reserved to do another ding on my credit, though, because I'm trying to get my credit back up. I used to be a 720.
Right.
I'm trying to get that credit score built back up, so I really hate to have another ding on there right now if I can keep from it.
Okay. Are you talking about your personal one or your business one?
My personal.
Okay.
Do y'all pull a personal credit score?
No, it goes off your business.
Strictly off of business?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay, if you
so that's
don't
pretty
pull.
Good.
So where do you look at Dun & Bradstreet?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Where can they look at on my business score? Dun & Bradstreet?
Yes.
Well, Dun & Bradstreet, they're a mess.
Oh, really?
They don't even think we're in business.
Okay.
I'll tell you the reason why. We've never really submitted any information to them, and we really didn't think it was too important.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us some kind of a credit score like what we was out of business. I'm like, what? We've been in business 33 years, guys. And I said,
okay.
Well, you need to submit information to us. I said, well,
okay.
I'll be honest with you.
I understand. Because we go off, you know, experience and all that stuff, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, what I recommend is, you know, give it to our underwriters and see what they can do for you. I mean, it's just, you know, get good information for you, at least.
Well, I've had quite a bit of good information the last 33 years, but
yeah.
What I'm looking at is, how much is this money going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, given the variables I've just not given you there.
Right.
I've been very candid with you, so give me
sure,
the
no,
variables.
Sure, no, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Where do you think we would fall in at?
Well, on what you've given me, you know, like I said, it's really hard to tell. That's why you have a lot of programs. Like I said earlier, you know, we start around 10 cents on the dollar all the way up to... 30 cents on the dollar. And the reason for that is because we have shorter terms. You know, they're not going to be like, I know how you wanted like a 10-year term or something like that, but mm-hmm. we really have 3 to 36 months. And so that's where that's going to lay. It just depends on what you qualify for. And, you know, that's really what our underwriters do. So, I mean,
okay.
it just depends
so
on what you look like on paper. Yeah, go ahead.
In your letter, you said we've pre-approved for $250,000. And
mm-hmm.
I understand that's kind of a catch line. But anyway. At $250,000, what's that going to cost me a month?
$250,000? Let's see. Well. give me 1 second. Sorry. Sorry, I'm just trying to calculate it out for you. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right, so I'm actually gonna transfer you over to like, I remember I told you earlier, I'm kind of new. So I'm trying to get, I don't want to, like, give you the wrong information on how much would be daily and things like that. So let me transfer you over to Sam. He's actually been doing this a lot longer than I have. And he's going to give you the numbers and everything like that. Okay, give me 1 second.
Hello, this is Sam.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Hey, not bad. I'm sorry. Was it? Oh, is it? How do you say? Is it Neville?
Neville Skaggs, huh?
Neville. Okay. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. So I'm, you know, helping Steve out. He's a little new here. Been doing a little longer.
That's fine.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you were looking for here?
Well, I'm just trying to kind of figure up some scenarios here. Let's just say he'd said we was pre-approved for $250,000. So, okay. What's? I don't want to do daily paybacks. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
I've got about. I don't know if you look at personal credit score, if you look at Dun & Bradstreet, what you look at. You know, what do you?
Sure. We take a look at both. Now, were you looking for just capital or was it equipment?
Operating capital.
I
want to buy some inventory.
Oh yeah, perfect. What type of inventory is it?
RVs.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. Yeah. For capital, you know, we do take a look at the personal credit, but it's just a small factor. It's primarily based on your gross sales.
So a little over $6 million a year.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Been in business 33 years.
Okay.
I've got right around 600 credit score through Experian.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Those are all you're putting you in line to. You know. I mean, first of all, definitely we have programs for you, but you're going to qualify for one of the better programs. Just based on the sales that you have. Did you have a ballpark of how much you were looking for?
Well, I was looking for around $500,000, but...
Okay. $500,000 with your sales, it'd be on the table. You know, okay. typically we can usually do 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So if you're at $6 million, you'd be looking at $600,000 to comfortably be available. So $500,000, you're a little below that, makes it a little less risky, it'd be on the table. Now, how long does it take you to turn the inventory over?
We get about 3 turns a year.
Oh, not bad. Okay, now, have you done a working capital loan before?
Well, just those silly cash advances where you got to pay them back daily, that's ridiculous.
Okay, yeah. You know, we have all different programs. We do have daily payments, but we do monthly and we do weekly, too.
I don't want any dailies. If you got a monthly, I'm interested. If you don't have monthlies, I'm not interested.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, here's the way that it works. The monthly, we have it, but you got to qualify for it. So, you know, if all the factors line up, some of the things we look at the industry you're in, we look at how long you've been in business, we take a look at the personal credit, and we take a look at the business credit. Now, when all of those line up, it's definitely there. Now, let's say, you know, for one reason or another, not all of it lines up. Most likely, from what you've told me so far, weekly would be on the table for you. And keep in mind the way these things work, the renewable sources of capital. So if you want to set it up where you take out, I don't know, say, we'll go with the 500. set you up on the terms range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. Now, if you turn your inventory over quicker, it doesn't really make sense to go 3 years. You know, you take what you need, turn it over, take it on a shorter term, pay less interest. Now, once you get halfway through the term, you're able to renew and kind of refinance the current loan where you would get longer rate or longer terms, lower rates. At that point, we would be able to slide you over into the monthly. Now, the reason for that is loans are always, you know, risk-based. So once you establish a working relationship with us, that mitigates that risk, and we're able to offer you a little more. Now, up front, you know, first-time borrowers, I got to be up front with you. It's not always on the table with the monthly. The weekly, I see a whole lot more. But, you know, you do have a large number of amount of sales. So, you know, if you're asking for you know, a little less than what's eligible to you, that also helps. So it could still be on the table. Now, did you have any idea how soon you were looking to try to get the funds?
Well, I mentioned him last month. Yeah, we're right in the middle of our peak season.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, yeah, you know, that's something we can work with. We can go pretty quickly. Now, I would say probably the next logical step here is to just see what you qualify for. And we can do that pretty simply. It takes about 24 hours. We just need to you got to fill out an application. We take a look at 6 months of your recent business bank statements and then the most recent tax return that you have. That's it. It's all the paperwork. From there, we turn around in about a day. We can give you a couple different options of what you qualify for as far as total amount, term length. Then you can choose what you'd like from there. Does that sound like something you're looking for?
Well, I mean, possibly, but I'm still, I really want to make sure it's a monthly. I don't want to do daily or weekly.
Sure.
The daily is just plumb crazy.
No, and I work with a lot of businesses that are in the same way. Now, like I said before, though, like the monthly it's on the table, but it's not always a guarantee. Now, would you be open, if it's there, to do weekly to start things off, then once the relationship is established, we switch over to a monthly? Would that still be something that works for you? Because honestly, I mean, I don't want to give you unreasonable expectations. You know, it doesn't make sense for me, it doesn't make sense for you. That's a more realistic situation.
Yeah, I think I'll just probably hold on. I'm surviving the way I'm doing it. I just you know, makes it easier if I've got the extra.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can go ahead and see if it's available to you. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't cost anything. It's not going to hurt you either. It's always good to know what the options are.
Except for pulling another ding on my credit bureau.
Yeah, so with the credit report on the personal side, we pull from one of the three. So we don't pull all three. They call it a soft pull. We use Experian, so you're only going to get one of them.
Yeah. Well, it's got a bunch of inquiries on it. You all must use Experian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah, because, you know, because if the monthly is your biggest concern, I mean, that's a small mountain to climb for us. You know, if we take a look at the file, and I mean, $6 million is you got a good amount of sales. So it's something that we would, you know, be interested in doing business with. It would take, you know, first of all, we can see if you qualify for it. If you don't, it takes a request to see if they can make an exception. So it's still on the table. I don't want to rule it out.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let me get my bookkeeper and we'll talk about it, and then I can get back with you all in the morning, and you all can call me. How's that?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what. Did Steve get your email address yet?
Yeah, he's already sent me some stuff.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, let's.
He's all over. He's on it.
Good. He's doing pretty well, huh?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Nice. Okay, well, yeah, you know, let's go ahead and take that information. I'll have Steve send you a little, you know, I'm not sure what he sent you yet, but I'll check it and make sure it's, you know, pertaining to what you're looking for. Get with your bookkeeper, and let's talk again tomorrow, see if we can move forward. At least get you some options, see what's available to you. Because I don't want to sit here and scare you out of it, and, you know, monthly's there, and then you miss out on a chance of making a whole bunch of money, because we're both in this for the same reason.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Sounds good.
All right, perfect, perfect. Well, either Steve or myself will be giving you a call tomorrow, unless you call us first.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks a lot, Neville.
Thanks. Bye-bye.